You are listening Learn Punjabi Like a Native podcast. If you have any question, you can email me or you can go to my YouTube channel and comment there. So links are in the description. Hey everybody, how is it going? It's your buddy Amrinder Singh. In today's lesson, we are going to learn about a bad habit of Punjabi people which can confuse you when you are listening to them or you are talking to them. So I'm going to teach you in this lesson what this bad habit means. When they speak, they add an extra word. Sometimes we do it. We do the extra word and without any reason. So that word can confuse you. So we are going to learn about that thing. So before I start this lesson, I wanna tell you guys, so I'm gonna make a new YouTube video and I'm gonna post it on YouTube on Saturday. So it's about human body parts. So you will learn human body parts, and you don't only learn human body parts, but you will also learn in this video how you can use these human body parts in Punjabi conversation. Because when we talk, most of the time we include our body parts, like when we are sick, right? Like my leg is hurting, whatever, something like that. So I'll tell you in that video how you can use these words in conversation. So check it out. I'll put the link in description. So in this episode on my podcast, so you can check it out, my YouTube channel. So you will learn a lot there. Before I thought maybe on YouTube more people watch the video, but in podcasts there are a lot more people who are listening to my podcast than my YouTube videos. And I don't know why, maybe people, you guys don't have much time to watch the video. Maybe you guys don't know about my channel. So like I have like around 800 plays on my podcast, and on YouTube it's like 160 views only on YouTube. So you guys listen a lot more than watch videos on YouTube. Maybe you guys don't know, so just check out my YouTube channel. So anyway, let's get started the lesson. So what is the bad habit of Punjab people? Sometimes what they add the extra word which means nothing, right? I'll give an example. Like sometimes they tell to their friend like aja chachu pila, right? It's mean like let's drink tea, right? Aja chachu pila. So cha means tea, right? Cha means tea. Chu means nothing. What the hell mean chu? Chu means nothing. They are just adding. But they can also say like aja cha pila, right? It's mean come here and drink tea, right? Or let's drink tea. Aja cha pila. But sometimes what they do, they say like aja cha chu pila. The chu is nothing. It's just like an extra word they are adding without any reason, right? So don't confuse if somebody say aja cha chu pila. It's mean tea. It's mean cha, right? So they also add other words like aja TV to be dekh lene, right? Aja TV to be dekh lene. It's mean come here, we'll watch TV, right? They can also say like aja TV dekh lene, but sometimes they just add extra word aja TV to be. To be is nothing, right? What the meaning is to be. So they are just adding the word like aja TV to be dekh lene. And another example like aja sair sur kare aune, right? Aja sair sur kare aune. It means like let's go for a walk, right? Sair means walk. Sur means what? Means sur. Sur means actually like a pig, right? But here it's not mean pig, it's sair sur. They are just adding the extra word. Or they can ask like tu gym jum jana hunna, right? But they are just asking, do you go to the gym, right? They can also ask you like tu gym jana hunna, it means you go to the gym. But they can also tu gym jum jana hunna. Gym jum. Gym means gym, right? Jum means nothing. They are just adding a word, extra word that may confuse you. So remember, when they do that, don't confuse. The first word they are pronouncing, that's the correct word. The second word they are just adding because that is habit. So that means nothing. So there's nothing to confuse, okay? So they use this word. I'll give you another example. Maybe you listen, they say to their kids like tu sara din vela baitha rehna kam kum kar laya kar, right? Kam kum kar laya kar. Kam means work, right? Kum means nothing. They are just adding. So tu sara din vela baitha rehna kam kum kar laya kar. They are trying to say you do nothing during all day, you should do some work, right? That's what it means. They can also say tu sara din vela baitha rehna kam kar laya kar. Tu sara din vela baitha rehna kam kar laya kar, right? But they can also say kam kum kar laya kar. So that's also funny thing, and don't confuse if they use extra words. This is just habit. You can also use, it's pretty natural. We feel like you, if you use this extra word with Punjabi people, they will know, they will think your Punjabi is good, right? So it's very natural. If you use it, it's like we feel like you know Punjabi a lot better. So if your friend, Punjabi friend, come to your house and you wanna ask them like, do you wanna drink tea, right? Instead of asking tu cha peeni hai, you can ask like tu cha chu peeni hai aur cha chu peela, right? Cha means tea, chu you are just adding extra word. So you can also use this sentence. It's pretty natural. I think sometimes we can use extra word with everything, right? It could be everything. So another example, for example, you plan to visit a garden, right? So your friend ask, there are some trees, right? So they can ask you like, utthe drakht hai gaya, it means there is some tree, right? Utthe drakht hai gaya. Or they can also ask you, utthe drakht drukht hai gaya, right? Drakht is tree, drukht is extra word. So that's, guys, I hope you learned something new today. So I'll be back with another lesson another day.